We'll talk with a guest from the Humane Society of the United States about the Ringling Brothers Circus's announcement last week that it will phase out the use of elephants in its traveling circuses. Is this a good move or not, as far as you're concerned? Why is there such concern about the use of elephants in circuses? And is that concern just for elephants in traveling circuses? What about the Baraboo Circus World Museum, which said last week it is committed to elephants in its shows? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, March 9th. Our guest will share some background on this issue with us and respond to your questions and views at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Wayne Pacelli, the CEO and President of the Humane Society of the United States. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for joining us. Your reaction to Ringling Brothers announcing last week that it will stop using elephants in traveling circuses by 2018?
Surprise and excitement. This was one that we did not see coming on this timeline. We thought that Ringling Brothers would be one of the last to fall in terms of archaic forms of animal abuse that are still conducted. Feld Entertainment, the parent company of Ringling Brothers, has been extremely active politically, fighting us locally when we try to have ordinances to ban the use of bull hooks, which are designed to basically hurt the elephants. It's a small broomstick-type wooden implement with a sharp metal point at the end, and the handlers use this to kind of dominate and control the elephants. And Ringling Brothers has fought that effort. There was legislation in Congress introduced a few sessions ago to stop the use of elephants in traveling circuses and acts. Ringling defeated that. The group has actually infiltrated a number of animal welfare organizations. I know that sounds a little wild and fanciful, but it's been well documented that several groups were infiltrated by Feld Entertainment. And it's a company that has really fiercely resisted the animal welfare movement calls for reform. So that's why it was with great surprise that we accepted the message on Thursday that it was changing its business model, and we're very excited. It's not the biggest issue of animal abuse in terms of numbers. Ringling has about 50 elephants, and 13 of them, they say, have been used recently in traveling acts. That doesn't compare to the problems with factory farming or animal testing for cosmetics or seal clubbing or lots of the other iconic issues within animal welfare, but symbolically it's quite notable, and it's really a marker that things are changing in society when it comes to our perceptions of animals and also developing new forms of commerce, a new humane economy that reflects a greater sensibility toward animals.
Well, a spokesperson from Ringling Brothers did cite the bans that are in many communities across the country, including in Dane County, where I am in Madison. Many cities banning shows from circuses using traveling elephants. Do you think that's a big reason why this happened?
Well, Ken Feld, the CEO of Feld Entertainment, did cite that, and it really shows that in the business or in the practice of driving social reform, you really don't know what pressure point is going to turn things. And you might think, okay, here's a large nation. You know, we have more than a couple of hundred major markets. You close off a number of them to Ringling, but it still has an abundance of places where it can do the circus. But it does have a psychological effect on the leadership of the company. It does foster discussion. And, you know, if you're trying to make the world a better place, as we are, when it comes to how animals are treated, a real lesson in not just going for the biggest issue, like legislation in Congress or you know, a game-changing lawsuit, that really even these small efforts that you make in a community, whether it's in Dane County or whether it's in the city of Los Angeles or the city of Oakland or New York City, they all matter, and it all adds up to pressure. And, you know, I think that there were many factors here. I think that, the public has really come to understand much more about elephants, understanding their consciousness, their intelligence, the fact that in the wild they may move 40 miles a day in their migratory patterns. They live with these extended family groups, the grandmothers, the mothers, the babies are all together. You know, they grieve for their young. They pick up the bones of fallen elephants. They seem to have many types of emotions that we have when we face loss or death. You know, when you start to add all those things up and you don't treat them just like a resource or an economic opportunity in the waiting, it really changes the moral equation for people. So, you know, the issue of elephants performing is just a small aspect of the larger problem that we've identified. The big issue is that elephants in the traveling circus are going to 100 to 115 cities a year. They're going to Milwaukee, then they're going to Minneapolis, and they're going to Des Moines, and they're going down to, Topeka. I mean, they're just 3 days in a city, and then they move on. And they're basically on chains for the time that they're not appearing, because these are large, powerful animals. There have been a number of incidents when they've kind of run wild or gone berserk, as some people have phrased it. And that's why they're on chains, is for their safety to some degree and for the public safety. At the same time, what kind of life is that when you can take one step forward and one step back and you're not with members of your family, you're going to climates that don't mimic, you know, the equatorial environments in which these animals live principally. So it's an issue that has, I think, touched a nerve. And as I said in our opening here, it's an inflection point in our society, I think, about how we're viewing animals and then taking action to address how we feel.
The Ringling Brothers Circus started just north of where I am in Baraboo, Wisconsin, in the late 1800s. The Circus World Museum is a popular tourist attraction, still has performing elephants. And the Circus World Museum last week said they are committed to keeping the elephants there. They say it's different than, I guess, traveling circus elephants. They say the elephants are happy. Your response to that?
Well, I'd have to probe, you know, the specific files in terms of USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture inspections, and get a little bit more information, since that circus is not one that I'm intimately familiar with. But as a general principle, we would say that wild animals don't belong in performance acts. Domesticated animals have been in that state of domestication for thousands of years. They live with people, amidst people, whether they're dogs, cats, horses, or farm animals. So there is a certain level of tolerance. There is a certain level of predictability, not perfection in terms of behavior and performance. You still do get surprises with domesticated animals. But wild animals are a different class and a different category. And it's very difficult to replicate the sort of stimuli in the environment that the animals would get in their natural settings in the wild with the social groups, and then try to mimic it in one of these captive settings. And it's compounded badly when the animals are asked to do certain stunts or tricks. I mean, what's the point of it? When you also get these more marginal circus operations, they're really cutting corners in terms of animal care and enrichment. So Ringling Brothers, you know, to its credit, to some degree, I mean, even though we're critical, deeply critical of what it did with the elephants, it did invest in certain facilities and infrastructure that, when they're not traveling, they have a place that's at least a little bit more suitable and may mimic some of the facilities like accredited zoos and others that house animals. But when you're talking about one of these other, you know, roadside attractions or circuses, they almost never can compete on that level in terms of proper care of the animals.
We're going to check news from Wisconsin Public Radio and NPR, and then we'll continue talking with Wayne Pacelli, CEO and President of the Humane Society of the United States, talking with us about the announcement last week that the Ringling Brothers Circus will stop using elephants in its traveling circuses. What's your reaction to that announcement? Do you think that circuses should or should not have elephants? What about the broader issue of using animals for entertainment in any way? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up a little later in this hour at 6:45, we have a special wake-up call segment for you on the police officer-involved shooting death of a 19-year-old African-American man in Madison on Friday night and the reaction to that incident that has taken place over the weekend. We will be welcoming in Wisconsin Public Radio news reporter Gilman Halstead with the latest on what happened and the reaction to it. That's coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Right now, we are talking about circus elephants. Do you think the use of elephants in circuses should be ended? Why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Talking about this because the Ringling Brothers Circus announced last week that it is going to stop using elephants in their traveling circuses by 2018. We are talking about the issue with Wayne Pacelli, who is the CEO and President of the Humane Society of the United States. And let's take some calls. We have Gary and Merrill with us. Hi, Gary.
Yes, good morning. My brother had a traveling circus, and that ended about 15 years ago when he was killed on the lot, but he did have three elephants. He did have elephant hooks, but they were rounded on the, they weren't sharp. They never, certainly never pierced elephants' thick skin. But they're very smart animals. I guess if they're not doing something, then they are going to be caged. They're going to get up in the morning. They're going to eat. They're going to stand and lay down. And they seem to enjoy putting up the tent, putting on the axe. They would always keep their eye on my brother. If anything would have happened to him, they would have, I can't imagine what they would have did. But I guess I agree with your guess, but in the wild, elephants are having a horrible time of it throughout Africa, India. It's sad to think what's going to happen to those animals. Well, and just one other comment, as far as animals, we seem to pay a lot of attention to dogs, cats, and the other animals, which we should, but the ones at the bottom, the ones we eat, the cattle, pigs, chickens, they have the most horrible time from birth till they're finally killed. So, yeah.
By the way, we will be talking about the cattle industry, dairy and beef cattle, with a guest who wrote a book about that coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, coincidentally. But, Carrie, I'm sorry, you say that your brother had a small circus.
Yes.
And but you agree with our guest that elephants should not be used in circuses.
Well, I guess it's all in the details. Lots of elephants were trained horribly. They were chained and pulled by to make them learn acts. And other animals, like my brothers, they just loved him. They, especially the oldest one, when he was on the lot, she would continually keep her eyes on him. And they seem to enjoy going in to put on the axe.
Yeah. All right. I get where you are. So maybe it's an individual circumstance, Wayne Pacelli?
Well, obviously Gary is a guy who's had some really personal experience with this and speaks with credibility on that. I guess I would say that in the broad sense, the elephants don't just land in a circus. They're there because there's some intention to put them into that circumstance. Some elephants historically have been captured from the wild and brought over to the United States for circuses, taken from their families, taken from their larger social groups on this long passage for them. Others have been bred in captivity for this purpose. So if you don't have the demand for it, then you're not going to be put into that situation. Having been put into the situation, things like performance and, watching people do things, that, of course, provides some stimulation. I mean, you don't want the animals just, rocking back and forth for hours on end with nothing to do, but they shouldn't be in that situation in the first place, and that's why I think even Ringling Brothers now has recognized that its activities are really out of step with where the public is moving on this issue. And let's remember, of course, that the circus and even some zoos, a century ago had people. They brought pygmies from Africa and put them on display. There's a famous man named Otabenga who was on display at the Bronx Zoo in 1906. And circuses have had, what are not politically correctly called freak shows. I mean, the circus must evolve and really adapt to the values that we have as a society. And one of those values is not to exploit wild animals, especially one of the most intelligent animals in the world.
Thank you for the call, Gary, and I'm sorry about the loss of your brother. Ray in Milwaukee is with us now. Hello, Ray.
Yes, I'm glad you're bringing up the show, but we have to remember Ringling Brothers is just one circus. We just had the Shriners Circus here in Milwaukee. Those elephants were chained in the basement of the arena all the time. They were not using them, and it was so inhumane. And also Circus World up north here in Wisconsin says they're going to keep their elephants. Let's put the pressure on big time on all of these smaller circuses. This is so wrong, and if anybody could see it from backstage, you would go home crying that night. I guarantee it.
Thank you, Ray. Ringling Brothers isn't the only show in town, Wayne Pacelli.
No, and Ray, I share your views on this, and I think the one big consequence of the Ringling issue is it shifts the terms of the debate. And Ringling also, because it was such a prominent political defender of the use of elephants in circuses, this really upends the political dynamics on the issue. I think it makes it much more likely that we'll see local, state, and perhaps even new federal standards on this issue. But as Ray indicates, it's only going to happen if people agitate and start to do something about it. This does not solve the broader problem. It solves a particular problem with one company. And now we have new political opportunities to address the issue with Ringling changing its business model.
Let's go next to Ruth in Madison. Hello, Ruth.
Hi. This has to do with the not traveling part. Joy, you mentioned like at Circus World Museum that they said they were still going to keep elephants there. You look at like how many zoos are having to get rid of their elephants because they really can't humanely house them because they need such very, very, very large enclosures. And you think, okay, well, fine, they get out of the cage to do their act, but then they'd have to go back into a small enclosure because there's really not space on those grounds to humanely house an elephant, even in utter boredom of an enclosure the size of a football field. It would still be a small enclosure these animals would be kept in for the whole seasons that they're here.
Yeah, Wayne Pacelli.
Yes, well, it's true. I mean, the Detroit Zoo is one. It's probably a similar climate to Madison or Milwaukee or the other towns and cities in Wisconsin. And essentially the director there said, we cannot responsibly handle this elephant. We can't recreate the social groups. We can't give them enough room to move around and exercise. Our climate is not suitable for animals who live in much more temperate or equatorial parts of the world. So we're going to turn them over to a sanctuary, which is not going to be perfect, but it's going to be a lot better. And this is a debate that has been moving ahead within the zoological community for a while. And if they're having that debate there, as Ruth says, then it's really no debate at all when you're talking about using elephants in the circus, and especially not in the traveling circus, because there's just no way that these companies can handle their responsibility. The accredited zoos in this country have experts. They have people who are experienced in handling elephants, know the biology, the ecology. Yet even then, in those circumstances, with those personnel, they can't even manage to provide an appropriate environment. The circuses, there's just no way they can do it.
It's been some years now, but the Vilas Zoo in Madison did surrender its elephants to a sanctuary because of animal welfare concerns and protests over the elephants being chained in their zoo enclosure. Is that what's going to happen to the elephants currently traveling with the Ringling circuses? Are they going to go to a sanctuary?
Well, Ringling, again, being the best capitalized of all the circuses, actually has a center in Florida. It's a 200-acre facility where it keeps a number of its elephants. And Ringling pledged in its statement on Thursday of last week, when it announced that it's going to end by 2018 the use of elephants in its traveling acts, it's going to send all those elephants currently performing to that center. And Ken Feld said that they're going to be making upgrades at the center. So the capacity for sanctuaries is limited. There's a wonderful sanctuary in Tennessee. There's a sanctuary in California. We at the Humane Society of the United States had maintained elephants in the past at our Black Beauty Ranch in Texas. But capacity is limited. This is why we need to stop breeding elephants for the circus. These are long-lived animals, so you've got a real responsibility. If they get turned over to a sanctuary, you know, and they're 30 years old, they're going to live another 40 years. And it costs tens of thousands of dollars to keep these animals every year, which is another reason why we shouldn't use them and have them for the circus, because eventually when the politics of this issue change and we as a society say, no, it's wrong to use them in the circus, they're going to be foisted upon sanctuaries, which are then going to have to spend, in the aggregate, millions of dollars to care for animals who got into a bad situation because others wanted to profit from them.
We have a few more minutes with Wayne Pacelli with the Humane Society of the United States, who is talking with us about the use of circus elephants and the announcement from Ringling Brothers Circus last week that it will stop using elephants in its traveling circuses by 2018. What's your reaction to this? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let's take a call from Jocelyn in Sheboygan. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, I'm so happy to talk to Mr. Pacelli. I'm a member of the Humane Society of the United States. And one of my questions was, why is it going to take 3 years to do this if they already have a center to take them to? And also, I'm very worried about the big cats and all that. You know how they're kept. It's horrible. I'm just so tired of the exploitation of animals and the slaughter and everything. In this state, we have so many people that are gung-ho to and also, why are leg hole traps still legal?
I'm afraid we can't really go into a lot of other issues, Jocelyn, but very good points that I want Wayne Pacelli to address. Why would it take until 2018?
Yeah, well, Jocelyn, thank you, and thanks for your support of HSUS. The decision was Ringling's. You know, it decided that it would phase this out over a three-year period. I can't think that it's done out of economic necessity. This is a company, Ringling, within a larger company, Feld Entertainment, that has a wide range of entertainment interests and companies and is doing quite well as a company. You know, we're disappointed with a three-year time frame because it's clear that Ringling does have facilities that can absorb those 13 elephants that it now claims are in traveling acts. In the broader sense, it was such an unanticipated announcement that we think this is a good outcome in general. But maybe Ringling can be persuaded by you, Jocelyn, and by others who are compassionate and caring to accelerate that time frame. And regarding the other animals, the other wild mm-hmm. animals used in attacks, they're tigers and lions. Again, a similar circumstance. I mean, these animals don't belong in these settings. You know, elephants are the largest terrestrial mammals in the world, and lions and tigers are among the largest carnivores in the world. The only reason they submit and exhibit submissive behavior to a 180-pound person with a whip in the ring is because they've been induced to do so by fear, and often by coercive training techniques. The only way that those animals are going to behave that way is if they have had some experience that has caused them to fear the person, so then they exhibit that submissive behavior. And it's not that's not normal or natural. It's induced. That's why we say the larger picture is not just what happens in the ring when spectators are there, but what happens with the coercive training techniques, you know, behind the big top.
I understand Mexico recently banned all circuses with animals. Should the United States follow suit?
Well, with wild animals, yes, we do think so. Domesticated animals, you know, different horses and other animals. Again, there are relevant animal welfare questions, but I think it's just an entirely different question. Taking wild animals, you know, from the wild or breeding them in a captive setting for use, for acts, it's just inappropriate. The world is moving in a different direction. Think of film. It used to be that we had chimpanzees who were used in film, even in commercials. Now we have computer-generated imagery, CGI. So the latest movies in the Planet of the Apes series, Return of the Planet of the Apes, all computer-generated imagery, vivid, entertaining. The viewer is not cheated in any way by having this sort of high-tech solution. The same thing with Noah, the wonderful movie by director Darren Aronofsky. They had two of every animal in the world, of course, to represent the biblical story, didn't use one live animal. We can do things with new technologies, with innovation. This is what's happened in the circus industry. Cirque du Soleil uses human acrobats, and it uses other forms of voluntary entertainment from no animals. And it plays to sell out crowds. We are creative and ingenuitive enough to figure out a way to entertain people without using wild animals in a circus.
Only a couple of minutes to go, but we do have Jerry on Facebook who says, what about zoos? Zoos are places of entertainment. Should we be classifying them as places of animal exploitation?
Well, I think again, we at the Humane Society of the United States really take a careful look at all these things, and we say there's a big difference between the accredited zoos, which have standards of care, and of course are not involved in any traveling exhibition, and what we consider the roadside zoos, which typically don't have veterinarians, they don't have animal behaviorists, they don't have stable funding. People are drawn there. They can take pictures sometimes with the tigers or the bears. Very dangerous situation. We have 200 accredited zoos in this country. We have 2,000 roadside zoos. So we at HSUS focus on really trying to stop the abuses at these roadside zoos. And, you know, we often work with the accredited zoos to address issues like wildlife education, stopping the roadside zoos, discouraging people from having wild animals as pets. And frankly, you know, some of the zoos have spoken out against places like Ringling because they realize that a traveling circus can never provide responsible care to animals as complex and needy as African elephants or Asian elephants.
We will leave it there for now. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Wayne Pacelli, CEO and President of the Humane Society of the United States. Coming up, we'll check news, and then we will welcome in Wisconsin Public Radio reporter Gilman Halstead, who has been covering the shooting incident in Madison where a police officer shot and killed a 19-year-old African-American man. That's coming up in our wake-up call.